This week, police officer Cedric Ngabinde lied in an affidavit he'd given to Parliament. The politicians were furious because lying is their department. South Africa, this week was insane, and I'm here to explain it to you. This is by miles the most fun way to get the news, because unlike SABC or ENCA, at least I can admit that I am a puppet. Let's not forget that the Madlanga Commission and the Ad Hoc Committee in Parliament all exist because General Mkhwanazi had to open his big mouth and tell us that the police minister and half the police force are corrupt. The way it's looking is that the half that are not corrupt are just too busy sleeping to get involved. Remember to like, share and subscribe to this channel, because if you don't, then I'm just a puppet talking to himself on the internet. And I couldn't take that kind of pain. So, let's get into this. I'm going to focus on what happened in the Ad Hoc Committee in Parliament this week. I don't know if you've been watching, but they could wrap this whole thing up in 3 days if they just stopped using the word honourable. Honourable this, honourable member that. It's Parliament. None of you Kabega bastards are honourable. So, the Ad Hoc Committee spoke to Cedric Nkabinde, who was the Chief of Staff to the suspended Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu. Senzo Mkhunu is of course being accused of being the Chester Missing of a crime syndicate, of having shut down the political killings task team to protect some criminals. Of course he was. What were you expecting from the ANC? So, Mr. Nkabinde is effectively the puppet of a puppet. It's puppet squared. It's like Takalani having its own Takalani. Do you understand how ridiculous this is? What is insane about the proceedings in Parliament this week is that Takalani Cedric revealed in his oral testimony that he had lied in an affidavit. He lied in an affidavit. In South Africa, that is sacrilege. We worship affidavits. In South Africa, an affidavit is just one step under the Bible. Do you understand? In fact, for South Africans, a Bible is just an affidavit from God. Takalani Cedric admitted he just made up the dates and times of meetings he had had. Now, how bad is your police force when they're even dishonest in the meeting to see whether the police have been dishonest? South Africa's bloody ridiculous. I don't even know where to start. Takalani Cedric admitted to having set up meetings between Brown Mokgotsi and Minister Mkhunu, which is the whole frickin' conversation. Remember, guys, remember, okay, just let me explain. Brown Mokgotsi, right? Brown Mokgotsi is the ANC fixer. He's the middleman who's accused of being the go-between between the ANC and actual criminal syndicates. Are you following? He's like Tinder for corruption. But the way... Oh, by the way, Brown is a weird name, isn't it? Who calls that kid a Plascon colour? This is my son Brown, and over there is my daughter Magenta. Apparently, these meetings between Brown and Senzo had something to do with the trapped Zama Zama miners in Stilfontein. Now, that's a left turn at the traffic lights I was not expected. Why are the Zama Zamas involved in this conversation? I didn't expect that. Listen, if we find out Thabo Bester was also there, I will not be surprised. It's very unclear where and when the meetings happened. These guys remember facts in the same way as AfriForum remembers apartheid. They just don't. A key moment was when Takalani Cedric claimed he was considering recording a conversation he had had with General Mkhwanazi, and then changed his story to say Minister Senzo Mkhunu had asked him to record it. Apparently it's very vague which way that went, and it's important because we know who knew Brown Mokgotsi first based off that. This guy was about as transparent as 3-week-old Mkomboti. Did the minister send him Brown Mokgotsi's number, or did he already have Brown Mokgotsi's number? Why was Takalani Cedric's number included in WhatsApp exchanges between Tender King Vusi Musi Cat Matlala and Brown Mokgotsi? Nkabinde's story changed more times than a husband being caught with a Tinder profile, and so Parliament thought he was dishonest and unhelpful. Now, to be honest, I'm surprised the politicians didn't offer him a job, because being dishonest and unhelpful is literally their job description. Takalani Cedric has to go back to Parliament in 10 days' time so he can get his facts straight. But I don't see how that's going to help. How's it going to help, guys? The dude literally tried to tell us his affidavit was wrong because he didn't have his gadgets with him. And yes, he used the word gadgets. I know. Why would you call your cell phone a gadget, Cedric? That's like calling a car a vehicular device. He literally said he had to thumbsuck his answers, which is a weird thing to do in Parliament, Cedric. It's frickin' Parliament. You are under oath. Its entire criminal justice system of the country is in question. There's no room for frickin' thumbsucking. When they asked you, do you swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, what did you say in your head, Cedric? Maybe. When you got married and they said, do you take her to be your wife? Did you answer, possibly? Our police force is taking us for a joke, and it's not good enough, guys. It's not good enough, okay? Remember, this entire situation is about credibility. Whose story do you believe? I mean, stop and think. Whose story do you believe? Senzo Mkhulu says he did nothing wrong. General Mkhwanazi says he's corrupt and shut down the political killings task team to protect a crime syndicate. Senzo Mkhulu said it's perfectly normal to shut down the political killings task team. General Mkhwanazi says he did it to help Brown Mokgosi and friends. Senzo Mkhulu says he's not Brown Mokgosi's friend, but the way he says it is like, no, I've never met the man. I've never met him, other than the 5 times I met him. Senzo Mkhulu literally said about Brown Mokgosi, listen, I've known him since 2017, but our relationship is strictly casual. Strictly casual were his actual words, guys. Strictly casual. It's corruption. It's always strictly casual. Nobody's picking up any brown paper envelopes wearing a frickin' tuxedo, you idiot. There's no dress code for corruption. The only time you get a formal invite for corruption is at an ANC fundraising event. Footsack, you lying bastard. Guys, if we add the holes in Shadrach Sabir's testimony, Senzo Mkhulu's testimony, and this puppet Cedric, it's not looking good. Let me know in the comment section what you think. Until next week, bye and footsack.